This is Sandy McComb. Today's date is November 19th, 1973. The time is 3:30 p.m. I will be interviewing Mrs. Ruth Owen of Midland, Michigan. The topics to be discussed are what it was like growing up in Bay County and Bay City, a comparison between life in Bay City and Midland, and how events that occurred shaped or changed the way of life.
Just a little way farther from the schoolhouse, and they would ride their skis downhill, and the little kids would hang out, get on the skis behind them and put their arms around the big boy's waist, and that's what we would do. We'd get a ride downhill by the big boys. And then we moved away from this place.
Can you tell me a little bit how your life was different when you moved to Bay County?
Yes, the first thing we did, we shipped all our furniture by freight to Bay County. And then we all dressed up in our new clothes and things, got on this train, and rode all day long. And this train trip, we came to Clare, and we changed there, and we went over and stayed with an aunt of my father's sister over the weekend. That was the first time I'd ever seen a shredded wheat. And
in cereal?
Yes.
Oh.
I was quite impressed with that.
Could you tell me why you made the move?
We made the move because there was a young doctor the doctor when I was born, and he had left this town, and he had come from Bay City, and his father-in-law had bought a farm out of Mount Forest, and they were looking for somebody to manage this farm, so that's why we came to Mount Forest. And then when we got to Mount Forest, our furniture hadn't come yet, so we had to stay with some neighbors, the people that had lived on this place. We stayed with them for 2 or 3 weeks that our furniture was coming. And this was also a one-room school, and it was all getting acquainted with different children, getting acquainted with a new teacher, one thing we missed this fruit that we had, and we got hungry for fresh fish. Well, we didn't get fruit or fish out there. But then along in the summertime, we got wild strawberries and we got wild raspberries there. And then the people around there, they took their horses and buggies and they went to the huckleberry marshes. They'd get up way early in the morning and they'd go, and a family could pick a bushel of huckleberries in the day. And there were also elderberries around there. And we also had a big garden there, and there was lots of canning. The women did all kinds of different pickles. They used to make such good mustard pickles. And the women, they would exchange receipts on canning receipts. Now, they never pronounced this recipe. That's a modern word, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, really? I never heard that. What your home life was like, you know, the kinds of things you had to do.
Well, in the morning, we'd have oatmeal for breakfast, or else we would have pancakes and honey. We'd have one of those two things. We had our own bees at this place, too. We had several swarms of bees. And then when we would start for school, we would have some of these little 2-quart pails with covers on them, and by this time I had a little brother to go some of the time to go to school. Part of the time we lived there, he was big enough to go to school, and part of the time he wasn't. And we'd stop at about 3 different places on the way to school with these pails full of milk. We were taking milk to people that lived in this little town. I don't believe I've said that we came to Mount Forest yet, but we were a quarter of a mile from Mount Forest, and that's where we went to school. And at school there, the kids, they played hide and go seek at the recess, and they played high over the schoolhouse, and they played scrub ball out in the schoolyard. Their schoolyard was full of sandburrs. It was sandy. It was different to the hilly, like this other country.
What's the scrub ball they played?
Oh, scrub one is the batter. Scrub one and scrub two are the batters, and scrub two is a catcher, or three is a catcher, and four is a pitcher, and five is a first baseman, six second baseman, seven is third baseman, and so on.
You play this with a bat and a ball?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. It's like baseball then?
Yes, something like baseball. It's when you don't have enough to have two teams like you do in baseball.
Oh.
And there were two or three big days, special days out of the year, and I'll speak about some of these special days. And one of the special days was when your order came, and that was in the fall of the year. Usually my parents would send away, and they would send away to Chicago. A lot of things were bought through mail order companies because there was no other way of doing your shopping, and they sent to a Smith company in Chicago, and they would always send for dried apples and prunes and jam, and they would send for great big boxes of marshmallows, and they bought their cookies. My mother baked a lot, but still they would buy a big box of, say, ginger snaps and Mary Ann's, and there were some other cookies that had an anise flavor to them, and they were frosted, and they were very good, and they'd always send for a barrel of flour and 100 pounds of sugar. When this order came, it came in by freight, and my father would go with the horses and the wagon and get the order.
In other words, you ordered a lot of your food then?
Yes,
that mail order house.
Yes, the staples, the things that you didn't grow on the farm.
Did you, what about your clothes, did you?
Yes, they were ordered that way too. But what we noticed would, this was the biggest order of the year. When you ordered your clothes, you'd order a few items at a time.
Oh.
See, my father ordered, he got a suit while we lived out there, in the new serge suit. And he ordered that by mail. And another thing they ordered, they measured up the living room, and the carpet came in strips. And they ordered figured out how many yards of carpet they were going to need. And how wide the carpet was, and so on. And they ordered that by mail, and then when it came, they sewed these strips together and made their own carpeting for the front room out there. And they ordered a beautiful lamp for the front room, too. It was something like this one. It had a larger shape and a lot of painting on it, the flowers and the crystals. And down below, oil went, there was flowers and decorations there. Your furniture.
Do you remember anything about the cost of any of those items?
Well, in the summertime, we would go around in little apron, coverall aprons, like they were black and white check, and they would have a little round car on them, and they would be bound around with red, usually, and they would be buttoned down the back, and then they'd have a little sash here that would tie and be fastened on the sides, and that would tie. Well, I remember that those were 3 for 59 cents. Your shoes would be ordered by mail, and the hats, the little girls' hats, the women would order a plain hat, and then they would order a little wreath of forget-me-nots. It would go all the way around that hat. There's a woman neighbor, she had two twin girls, and she had hats for these little girls with these forget-me-nots on. I think these little wreaths of flowers were probably, but it seems to me they were 10 cents. You just didn't go into a store and buy anything and try it on. Not at this time, we hadn't been. And then another time that was a big time was when they butchered in the fall. You got your fresh meat then, and we'd always have liver for supper when they butchered. Of course, then you'd have chickens too, and eggs and butter and cream.
Can you tell me how they store food after you butcher these animals?
Well, they would, we did have on this farm, we had an ice house. When we would have ice in that, they could put some things out there. And, of course, if they butchered late enough in the fall, they could keep some of it, too, hanging without ice. And then they would make a lot of this up into sausage, and they would smoke, maybe make bacon out of some of it, or ham, and make head cheese out of it, and they'd make mincemeat. There's a lot of different ways that they would take care of that meat. And when we had lived at this other place, we had a spring, and they used to put the butter in by the in the spring. They would have a place fixed for it. And then at Christmas time, the one big thing that we would get with oranges and bananas were quite scarce. We wouldn't get oranges very often, or bananas real often either. We might get a banana a little often than you would an orange, because there might be some bananas in this little local store. And at that time, Jell-O was something new to us. We had just started getting that from these mail order houses, and they had four flavors of Jell-O at that time. They had orange and lemon and strawberry and chocolate, and my dad had ordered some of each flavor, and we liked them all except the chocolate. We hated chocolate Jell-O. That didn't taste good, and they quit making that right away.
I don't think I ever heard of chocolate Jell-O.
Well, they had it once when they first started up. And they had the orange, and we'd have orange Jell-O with oranges in it, and my mother whipped the cream, and that was really something. We thought that was wonderful. And at Christmas time, we'd always get some hand-knit mittens from our grandmother, and we'd get to be in a school program, too. And usually a Sunday school program. And my mother made me a new serge dress. This was made out of blue serge, and she bought some red silk, and she made tape and bound the collar and cuffs of that for trimming. And I really loved that dress.
Were the dresses for little girls in their home?
They didn't come clear down to her ankles, no, but they were quite long. They weren't probably down to their knees.
Did you have high button shoes?
Yes, you had button shoes in the winter time. You might have some canvas slippers, low slippers in the summertime, a little they're canvas with a little strap, with a one button strap. The shoes weren't way up high, almost to your knees, like these boots the girls wear now, but they were more, about half, they were up above your ankles quite a little ways, too. And some of the other mail order companies was Montgomery Ward and the Standard Mail Order Company. And school, some of the things that the children did, just about every year, we would all get in a big sleigh. The teacher would have us all get in a big sleigh and go over to another district country school, and we'd have a spelling bee. And, of course, then they would return, and we'd have a spelling bee to our school. Some school would visit us, too, once during the year. And have you ever seen a spelling bee? Well,
did everybody in the school participate?
Yes, and they would line all the children up from one school on one side of the schoolhouse, and then they would line them up on the other side of the schoolhouse from the other school, and then they would give a child a word to spell. They'd start at the head of the line, and they would, and if that child could spell the word, he stayed and stood on his feet. If he didn't, he went and took his seat. Then the next word would go over to the one on the other side of the schoolhouse. Back and forth from one school to the other, and the last child standing was the winner of the spelling bee.
What did they have for the winner?
Nothing. No, it was just honorary. And the doctor at this place was not 4 miles away. He was about 8 miles away by train and 9 miles away by road. And it was a big blizzard came, and my father had gone away on the train to go see the doctor, because my two little brothers, they were sick, and they were neighbor children that were sick. And he he was getting medicine for the sick children. There were a lot of children were sick with a whooping cough. And he had gone to town that morning to see the doctor, and the big storm came up, and my mother and the children, that's where we were alone. It was just about all I could do to get out to the barn to throw some hay and stuff around for the cow and so on, what some of the things that I was supposed to be doing. We got back to the house, and the train didn't come in that night, and along a way late at night, my father came home, and the train had got stalled, and he had put newspapers under his underwear and coat and so on, and he had walked that distance, and he had brought the medicine home for all these children from the doctor.
Did the doctor come to the house?
No, the doctor didn't come with him. He sent the medicine.
I mean, would he ever come to the house?
Yes, the doctor came to the house when one of my brothers was born. And how he got there, my brother came in the spring of the year, and the roads were so muddy that the doctor couldn't get out there, and he came by train. And then he had to stay till the train come back, took him back to town again. This led to a lot of home remedies. People had the doctor themselves. And one of the things that was subjects of the day was the WCTU was working quite hard at that time, and they were trying to get prohibition in. And there was a lot of talk of that, and then finally they did get prohibition in, and that was voted in along in 1916 or 1917, and it took effect the 1st of May in 1918. And the influence of the Civil War was still with people at this in this period of time, and around there were Civil War veterans. And the children, when they would start school in the morning, this one teacher, she read the Bible, a few verses, and she'd have all the children stand up, and she'd repeat the Lord's Prayer. And then in the afternoon, when we would begin school, she'd have the children bring out their little songbook, sing songs, and she'd let the children choose what they wanted to sing. And some of the songs that they would sing Just Before the Battle, Mother, I'm Thinking Most of You, and Tending to the Old Campground, and Marching Through Georgia, and When Johnica's Marching Home Again. They would sing songs like Old Black Joe and Swanee River and My Old Kentucky Home, and they also would sing patriotic songs like Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean, and My Country, 'Tis of Thee. And then in the school programs, quite often, they would have the little girls with their little white embroidered dresses, and they would each have an American flag, and they would have what they call drills, and they would march back and forth in formation with these flags. It seemed that
were these a program that they put on?
Yes, that would be at the last day of school or at Christmas time. They would have these things. And communication at that time was all either through the telephone or newspapers. Of course, there was a postal service. You got some letters, but letters and cards weren't written near as much as they are now. But people, they really depended on their newspapers. And we would get a Chicago paper, and that would have colored funnies in it. And we'd always want to wait for this paper. And I'd always get the job of going to the post office to get the paper. You could get the paper through the mailman, but you would have to wait for it later. Where we got ours, went to the post office, had a box there.
How did the mailman get around?
Well, some of this time, I don't think he did get around.
You mean the mail wasn't delivered to regularly?
I don't think they could get through when the roads were impassable. They were impassable because it was time that the water would go right across the roads. and it would be real mud. Anybody, there were a few cars at this time. There were, when we lived there, I can remember four cars that were in the township.
This was in Bay County?
Yes, in Mount Forest Township in Bay County. And there was a Ford and an Overland and an L car and a Rio. And the only place you could go from where we could get to go to movies would be out to Pinconny, and that was 9 miles by road, and they were awfully poor. You'd go to them and the machine would break down and you couldn't hear it when it did play very good, and they weren't worth going to see.
How much did it cost to go to?
I don't know how much it did cost at that time. It wasn't very much compared to now, because wages weren't very much, because my father got $40 a month and managed this farm. In this little town at that time, Mount Forest had a schoolhouse, and it had a church and one saloon and two general stores. And one general store had a post office in the front of it. These general stores, though, they carried a few bolts of cloth, but not very much. So many things you had to send away for. Could get a few things there.
How far was this town from you now?
It was a quarter of a mile from our house.
Did you go into town often then?
Oh, yes. We'd go to town to school and also go back down there and to the post office and get our mail, our newspaper and stuff.
Was there anything, was there like candy in the general store or something?
Oh,
kids
yeah.
Hang around the stores at all?
They didn't hang around the stores exactly, but if they would get any money, there was these penny candy counters that attracted this. And you could get a rope of licorice for a penny, or I think it was about three or four. You'd get a little sack with maybe four or five little candy in it for a penny. You get these plain chocolates. Peppermint, old-fashioned peppermints and wintergreens. Of course, there was gum that you could get. There was quite an assortment of penny candies that the children really, nowadays, I believe they would enjoy. And there was always these sticks of candy, too, that they could get for a penny. There were some other stores in that town. There was a hardware store there, and there was also a place where they waited for the train, a waiting station, and that was in the front of some people's house. And at one time, there was a bank there for a while, too, a small branch bank. Yes, these home remedies, they would give you peppermint tea if you had the stomach ache, and you would have onion syrup. They would make for a cough if you had a cold. And
how did they make that?
Well, they took sugar and onions, that's about all I can remember. And also they would make camphorated oil and rub you with that. And that was camphor gum that they would get, and they'd shave it up and put it in sweet oil or something, and they would rub you your chest with that. Mustard in it, and they would spread this on a piece of cloth and then put another piece of cloth over the top of it and so that fix the end so it couldn't come out, and then they would put this around your chest, and this was a real slimy, slippery, old thing to put on. You had to take your